Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Today we are learning Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel and Parak Beis Mishnah Dalet. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Beis Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah taught us that originally the people would light a long relay of torches across the range of mountaintops and form distant communities when Rosh Chodesh was. And our Mishnah here, Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel, is going to describe exactly how that process took place. It says the Mishnah, how did they light the torches? Mevian kol nesos shel erez arukin. They would bring long poles of cedar wood that could be raised high and seen from far away. Vikonim va'atzei shemen unaores shel pishdan. And they would have reeds and balsam wood and flax combings to be used as fuel for the fire. Vekorich b'meshicha, and would wrap them together with the string. Ve'ola l'rosh ha'har, go up to the top of the mountain. Umatzis bohen es ha'ur, and light them with a flame. Umolich u'mevi u'male u'morid, he would wave the torch back and forth, up and down. Achu roa es chaveru shu osakein b'rosh ha'harashini, until he saw his friend on the second mountaintop doing the exact same thing. V'chein b'rosh ha'har ha'shlishin, and the person on the second mountaintop waved his torch until he saw the person on the third mountaintop doing the exact same thing. This process would continue from one mountaintop to the next. Continuing now with Parak Beis Mishnah Dalet, says the Mishnu Me'ayin Hayu Masin Masus, from which mountains would they send signals by lighting the torches? Mehar HaMishcha LeSartava UMeSartava LeGrofina UMeGrofina LeChavron UMeChavron LeBeis Baltin. They would start from the mountain of Har HaZesim, the Mount of Olives, which is just the eastern part of Yerushalayim, to Sartava, from Sartava to Grofina, from Grofina to Chavron, and from Chavron to base Baltin. Just again, different places, as they would, this is within the sites of Pumpadisa, which is a town on the border of Bavel. Umi base built in Lozazu Misham, and when signaling from base built in, they would not move from their place. Elamolich umevi umale umorid achahayu roe kolagolu lefanav kimiduras eish, but the signaler would ultimately continue to wave the torch back and forth and up and down until the people of Pumbadisa responded by going up to their rooftops and waving their own torches, and he would see that the entire part of the galus, of the outside part of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael, would light their torches before him like one big bonfire. Quick review, Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel taught us how they would light their torches to signal to the people outside of Eretz Yisrael when Rosh Chodesh ultimately was. They would bring the long poles of cedar wood, could be raised high, and they would seem from far away. They would have reed and balsam wood and flax combings that were used as the fuel for the fire. They would wrap them together with string. They'd go up on top of the mountain. They would light them with a flame. He would wave the torch back and forth and up and down until he saw his friend on the next mountain doing the exact same thing. And then Parak Beis Mishnah Dalet taught us the exact locations that they would start this relay of fire from. They would start from Har HaZesim, then they would go to Sartva, then Gorfina, then Chavron, then Beis Baltin, which is right within the site of Bavel, and when signaling from Beis Baltin, they would not move from their place until the person who was signaling literally saw the entire part of the galus lit before him like a bonfire. Everyone saw that it was Rosh Chodesh, and that's the process that they would undergo. Have a great day.